what happens on Saturday, I don't know. So this thing that one do. The basic idea of again and again in the last 2 minutes, I'm going to teach them today, but in a different fashion.
At that time only this thought can come to you. Only at that time this thought can come to you. When your thinking instrument is under conflict, is under tension. If your lower psychic nature rises and falls, you have no steady, peaceful mind to relax and think. And when you really can relax and think, this is what you will think. What does it mean? I confront the riddle of man's birth. Remember the word confront. You must fight to know what is the purpose of birth, the riddle of man's birth. When your mind is at peace, when your psychic nature is healed, then only you will be able to come to the first conclusion. What is the purpose of my birth? Is it to make a lot of money? Is it to earn name and fame? What is the purpose of my birth? The second line. And life's great struggle in dumb night. Night is darkness, ignorance. We live for 50, 60, 70, 80 years on cosmic watch. It is not considered as 0.01 second even. See? So he says, and life great struggle in dumb night. We live in ignorance. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of the purpose of our birth. Whether to bear with ignorance and death, just live as life comes, we are born and we die, we grow old and we do nothing. Or view the ways of immortality. You are immortal. It is still a mental concept of immortality, not the experience of immortality. From the concept of immortality, that is when the mind is at peace and the psychic nature is healed, then this concept dawns on us. Once this question dawns on us, it becomes something of sufficient value. For you, the ways of immortality, shall we find our original, more immortal self? Or shall we live in this mortal flesh and bone cage and go from birth to death and repeat from birth to death? See, this has to be something to be attained and for which you give sufficient value. When the object to be gained is sufficiently valued, then automatically what happens is your efforts are intense and ceaseless. You understand? So unless your mind is clear on this issue, time and again, in different words, I have been telling you the same thing, that unless your mind is strongly focused on what is of sufficient value for which we have taken birth, the only purpose of taking birth is to put an end to the riddle of birth and death. So, the first thing to do is to calm the thinking principle and to heal the psychic nature, the emotional nature. We are, as a rule, as human beings, only emotional beings. Emotions may be cold, emotions can be warm, but they are all emotions. And if we are ruled by emotions, the psychic body has got scars that are to be healed. And the thinking principle is in a turmoil and this has to be calmed down. This, the great Buddha always is to repeat and repeat to his disciples, O Bhikshu, empty the bowl. O Bhikshu, empty the bowl. You don't know how much your boat has got. It is fully laden with stupid ideas, with stupid thoughts, with stupid misgivings. If you gather all the thoughts that your boat is holding, you may not find one worth keeping. And yet, we hold on to our possessions as if they are so very rich, like riches. We don't part with our emotions. Unless we part with our emotions, our psychic nature cannot be healed. And if our psychic nature cannot be healed, our thinking instrument can never be steady and calm. And with a thinking instrument that is in turmoil, we should forget yoga. We should forget yoga. In our last meeting, we have repeated all the thoughts of the earlier three meetings. The basis of our study is structure of the physical body-brain system, structure of the primary, that is astral body-manas system, which if not same will not coincide with the physical body-brain system. There is no conscious communication between these two systems. Till such communication is established, no real progress is possible. Why no real progress is possible? Because the physical body-brain system is not systematically and regularly and precisely refined, nor awareness methodically upgraded. What is meant by structure? Is what is meant in the Shastras as sanskar. I told you earlier that not only the physical but the astral and the mental, all the three universes, Hu Bhuva Swaha, all the three universes float in Chitti, the infinite mind. And they are the result of condensation of Chitti. Chitti condensates at particular vibrations, and therefore the different structures that we see are due to condensation at different levels. Chitti may have vibrations trillions upon trillions. If you see a boulder or a stone, It can be vibration at a few hundred. We call, therefore, that which shows life, which shows awareness as enemy. And that which does not show life or awareness, we call inanimate. Unfortunately, our present intelligence, when I say our, I don't mean of this small group, I mean of humanity as a whole, taking all the scientists together. The intelligence of our humanity at present is such that the awareness does not go beyond a certain degree, and therefore what is animate and what is inanimate, we really do not understand. For example, we might call even the sun or the planet Earth as inanimate, a structure of matter. But the Shastras say that their intelligence is a thousandfold more than the most brilliant human brain. Now, these different condensations at different vibrational tones, depending upon the inner awareness, the inner stage of awareness, is called structure. Is called sanskara. According to the Shastras, sanskars are a structure of the three qualities, sattva, tamas, rajas. The various permutations of these vibrations give us unlimited structures, not only as human beings, not only as lower life, but as so-called animate and inanimate objects. This structure, as I told you before, will allow you to make that much progress on the path and not more. If your structure has not come to that stage where your mind has naturally reached a peaceful state, where your psychic nature, emotional nature has not been healed, such thoughts will not dawn on you naturally. And if this thought does not dawn on you, you have no aim before you. When you take your first steps, go to a school, go to a teacher, try yoga. Well, it is a very good effort you have made. But to achieve what? Unless you have an aim, or the teacher who wants to guide you has an aim and explains to you the aim, in what direction would you move? If people go to yoga school, for what purpose? To get better health? To get some psychic powers? Why do they go to these schools? For what? That aim must be clearly mentioned. That if the aim is not this, I will leave that school or teacher. Because that school or teacher will not be able to guide me to reach that aim. Your aim must be clear. If your aim is clear, that I have taken my birth for this purpose, that I shall live the rest of my life for this purpose, then only is worth going to any school or teacher. You get my point clear? So, what is meant by structure is what is meant in the Shastras as sanskara. see, sanskar, though we know, every man, woman and child in India knows this word. The sufficient impact of this word is not on our mind. It is not something which we have inherited from our father, mother, this, that, all put together. It is something we have created for ourselves and brought with us, collected from life after life after life. That is sanskar. Your father gives you nothing, your mother gives you nothing, your grandparents give you nothing, nobody gives you anything. You take birth into a family that has very many or some characteristics that are in you. There is nothing like heredity. Sanskar means whatever you have collected from life after life after life and you brought with yourself. You don't come empty-handed, you don't grow empty-handed. You come with so much of sanskar with you and go with so much of sanskar with you to be born again with those sanskar. So let us be very clear again and again in our mind as to our aim and as to what sanskar means or what the structure means. If the structure is glass, it will be brittle. If the structure is wood, it will burn. If the structure is metal, it will break. If the structure is diamond, people will wear it around their neck. If the structure is gold, it will be your investment. That is your structure, your own created structure. If you do not put sufficient, not only value, but false, a sense of understanding, as I am born with something created by me, that has formed me. Me means this outer structure. And my aim is this. If these two things are clear to you, then you are on the path. And you will be progressing in the right direction. If both these are not clear to you, you will go round and round in circles and never find the way. It will be a maze from which it is difficult to come out. If both structure and sanskar have flexibility, that is our maximum minimum possibilities, and we call that as spectrum, this allows for a person extreme bad or good conduct. This structure of sanskar are built up over a long period by the thinking instrument and the thinking principle. You all know, I have clarified to you, I will once again clarify to you the distinction between thinking instrument and thinking principle. Thinking instrument is a machine. Thinking principle is the energy supplied to it. Whether it is a car, whether it's an airplane, whether it's a computer of the latest design, it's a machine. And there is energy supply. If the energy supply does not reach the machine remains a machine and does not do anything. The thinking instrument is a beautiful machine. It is made up of the forebrain, the rear brain, and the four centers in the forebrain, see in the diagram, intellectual, emotional, sex, and movement. The thinking principle is the incoming impulses, you see those arrows there, and the memory pool. Your memory pool is your sanskar. The millions and millions of memory patterns that you hold in your rear brain is what you have brought with you. As Dr. King would say, 30,000 impulses reach the human system every second, of which 120 reach our thinking brain. Per second. And as many memory patterns are thrown out, both together reach the forebrain and the forecenter, intellectual, emotional, IA, and intellectual, emotional, sex and movement. These forecenters create thoughts. These thoughts will be entirely dependent upon the incoming impulses and the memory patterns. Once again, the incoming impulses will be in accordance with your structure. Sitting in this room, this very second, all 50-60 of you, in spite of hearing me, will have different thoughts in your mind, depending upon your structure. Some will think, I don't think he is saying the right thing. Some will say that I have heard somewhere like this. How does it compare with him? Some would say, oh, it is all talk. Like that your mind will go on working, depending upon the structure of your brain.
Out of the 120, how many become thoughts?
Out of the 120, hardly one, hardly two, depending upon which is most desired by you, will be taken up. Because all this is strictly on your structure, on your desire. And therefore the selection is strictly on your structure and your desire.
If you are also the structure, make the thought.
Make the thought. So, having known that thoughts are dependent upon the thinking instrument and the thinking principle, we go further, age. The Shastras and Yoga Sutras say that the same thinking instrument and the thing and the thinking principle can be the means of changing the structure and sanskar and eventually help in liberation of the individual. If the Yoga Sutras say that the same thinking instrument and the same thinking principle is responsible for your structure and is also capable of changing that structure and also is capable of taking you to liberation, that means attaining an aim that you have put before you, it therefore means that you alone can bring your own salvation. You alone can bring your salvation. And therefore, there is no need to run away anywhere. So there is no need to rush away to an ashram or to the Himalayas, but all the more it is necessary to stay here in this world and experience samsara and live a householder's normal life. This brings us to the point of our taking a firm decision. What is the firm decision? A. I know and accept that it is not easy, but I will try my best. Actually, it means nothing. And such persons go from one teacher to another and from one school to another. B. Since these are self-imposed and self-created limitations, only with my own efforts they can be removed, and so I will be firm and carry out all the practices as shown. I also know that these practices will not remove the obstacles and hindrances which my earlier lives have created, but if I do not remove them, I shall not be my real self, for I am that self. And the third and the last, as I told you in the last meeting, is very difficult for almost all of us. I am my real self. If one can take a quantum jump, nothing else is needed. We have seen the diagram of the bubble, and so it is clear to us that all this pertains to the outer coverings of the body-brain system, or rather, all the body brain systems of Nirmanakaya, Sambhogakaya and Dharmakaya. These are the three body brain systems of the physical body and brain, of the astral body and manas, and of the mental body and buddhi. These three are known as Nirmanakaya, Sambhogakaya and Dharmakaya. We can be free from one, we'll be caught in the second. If you are free from the second, we'll be caught in the third. The aim is to be free from all births and deaths of all the three universes, Rupa, Bhuva, Swara. The purpose of birth and death is to be free from all these three body-brain systems. So we have to work on these three body-brain systems consciously and systematically, beginning with physical body-brain system. But this action on our part must be as stated in Yoga Sutra, Book 2, 1. The yoga of action leading to the union with the soul is fiery aspiration, spiritual reading and devotion to Ishvara. Union with the soul may be read as contact with and then guidance from the soul within to the external body-brain system. This calls for proper and methodical practices. Please remember this very pleasing thought that after involution, that is, once the soul has entered the bubble willingly to experience and has gone down 21 eternities to reach nadir, the soul has one purpose only, that is, to reach its celestial home. For this, it has to be free from all the three body-brain systems of the three universes, namely Bhu, Bhuva, Swaha. Till such stage 4 in Bhu on the upward arc of evolution, the body-brain system, that is the physical body-brain system, is not aware of this purpose even in this life. Some persons become dimly conscious in this life. Some have become conscious for a life or two earlier. Some have been far advanced over some hundreds of lives. And so the yoga sutras are speaking about such three or four different types of persons. So once the body-brain system becomes aware of this purpose and makes sincere and ceaseless efforts, the soul within is ready to help that body-brain system and guide. But one must not only reach to a high standard of awareness, but one must have diligently removed all the obstacles and hindrances by following certain practices. For then only communication and contact can be established with the soul within, and later guidance made available for the inner soul, who is the Guru Deva. From the inner soul, who is the Guru Deva. And later guidance made available from the inner soul, who is the Guru Deva. Aurobindo, in some beautiful line, writes, the unfelt self within, who is the guide? The unfelt self within, who is the guide? The unknown self above, who is the God? You see? The unfelt self within, the soul, is your Guru Deva. No outside teacher is worthwhile. There is only one teacher for each individual, its own Guru Deva, the inner soul. Once contact and communication is established, the progress is rapid for the individual. But as primary body-manas system is linked to the secondary body-manas body-brain system, at first, conscious contact and communication has to be established between these two body-brain and body-manas systems. See? We look, we feel, we understand, that this body is the simple body, that it is everything. As I told you earlier many times, this is a complex system. It is a body-brain system based on the astral body-manas system. The two together must first come into communication. Today we have no communication between these two systems. We are not aware of our astral body-manas. That is why we have begun the phase exercises where the most important contact area, the perineum, this is where we are having our exercises. The perineum is a very small area. It must be hardly 2 inches in diameter, where the most sensitive area of the physical body system and the most sensitive area of the astral body-mana system meet. But this area is dormant. To make this area active, to make this area sensitive, and after being made active and sensitive, to direct communications later, will bring about some idea about what our astral body mana system is. They do not work today as a team. Until they don't work as a team, there is conflict in our own structure. To bring about this, we have started a part of the phase exercises, as you all do and know about. Bhuvasvaha. If Bhu is physical and the next universe is Bhuva, you should be able in this lifetime to know what that universe is, what that astral body is, how does it function in that universe. If you don't, at death you are in deep sleep only. You have no idea of what that universe is, what that body is, and you are born again, you are born with a blank mind, and you know nothing. The linking period between this death and the next birth is in the astral plane. If you are not aware of your astral body-mana system, if you have not made that system active, sensitive, and work with it in this life or in any one life till that time, you will not be in the least aware of what is the astral body mana system. That is why we are slowly practicing the phase exercise. You get my point? And before we started this exercise, we have finished our refining exercise, so that we want to refine our structure and with it our emotions. If you have been regularly doing your refining exercises, and if you have been regularly doing your phase exercise, as we progress, a day will come where you will be made conscious of this body, manas, astral body, manas system. Once being conscious, once having known the laws of operations, then it will not be a mental concept as it is today. Then you will know that something which I all the time thought it did not exist, does exist, that it is as structured as this physical body is, or even more, then you will be happy to take further steps. That would be your first idea of knowing that things which are not known, seen or felt do exist, and exist much better than things known, physical, that you are able to touch, even better than that. So the first step is therefore to reach that state, each one of you individually, to know your own astral manas system and to be able to not only know but work with it. Because when your eyes close with the last breath in this world, you will be stepping into that astral world in your astral manas system. But if you have not done anything, that astral manas system is like a child, an infant, newborn infant, not able to sit, not able to stand, not able to talk, not able to do anything. As helplessly you will lie in the astral plane. As helplessly you will be born again. This state of helplessness must be for once and all broken. That state of helplessness must be turned into a state of awareness, into a state of knowing, into a state of being. You get my point clearly? If this is the purpose for which you are here, I will be happy. If this is your aim, I will be happy. If you have decided to, however slowly, but to keep on marching, doing regularly with all your mind on it, these few exercises that I have been telling you, because just as physical muscles have to be developed, astral muscles have to be developed. Like the physical brain that is developed from childhood, the astral manas has to be developed. If they lie dormant, nothing can be done. You will be very rich persons who will be walking like beggars on the street. Don't say you are born beggar. You will be all very rich people. Unfortunately, not knowing whether you are where your riches are, walking like beggars on the street. I want you to be aware of your own riches. After being aware, try to possess them. They are yours. Kindly also note that wealth coming down during involution and on the 3.5 rounds of evolution, we have suffered a lot of harm and damaged all the 3 body-brain systems and collected certain sanskars. To undo this harm and improve the sanskar, it is not easy in our present state to take the quantum jump, unless for the third type, who have been ceaselessly working for the last more than 100 lives. So do not be anxious and also do not be depressed. For we have to sincerely work to establish contact and communication with the soul within. And before that, to establish contact and communication with the primary body manas system. This calls for work on oneself. Hard, sincere and ceaseless. And that too, on proper line, never to be sidetracked by any shortcut or use of psychic powers. If we do, then our progress will be enormously delayed and we shall be guilty of keeping the soul bound within a certain body-brain system. As I said in the last note, I repeat again, no external god, no external temple, no external religion, whatever it be, will help, because all these are good for those who have yet not been aware from within of the purpose of life and birth. And up to this moment in time, will continue thus till they become aware in some future life. I am not against any worship or religion. But the purpose is not served by any such worship, religion or ritual. It needs conscious and sincere work on oneself. read carefully three and third and fourth pages of the notes of the last meeting. In the last meeting, I have given you, if you have the notes of the last meeting, some of the sutras. I am coming to the end now. I have given there book 1-4 to read. Up till now, the inner man has identified himself with his form and with the active modification. This sutra says that up till now, that is till this birth, some persons have not been aware of the primary body-mind system and have thought that the physical body-brain system is everything, and no efforts have been made by them to establish communication and contact between the two systems. Sutra Book 1-6 says, these modifications are correct knowledge, incorrect knowledge, frenzy, passivity, or sleep and memory. This sutra tells us about the functions of the physical body-brain system without the help of mind as a catalyst, but mind as mind stuff, totally involved with the brain processes. Then in Book 131, pain, despair, misplaced bodily activity and wrong direction of life currents are the result of the obstacles in the lower psychic nature. I have told you just about the lower psychic nature. This sutra speaks of the consequences of the brain and mind stuff and remaining misguided, and so cannot differentiate between right and wrong. In short, it means that one is not aware of the goal. Then it reads Book 2-4. Book 2-4 reads that avidya, ignorance, is the cause of all other obstructions, whether they be latent, in process of elimination, overcome, or in full of operation. It is very important to understand. Ignorance. This ignorance is not of a primitive man or of a prehistoric man. This ignorance is of a person of today whose awareness is still at a low ebb, even though he may be the president of America. Civilization is the product of a few advanced persons in various different fields, and this, when pulled together, the society reaps the benefit. Such civilization does not, however, mean that each individual, or for that matter the whole society, is aware of the purpose of birth and death. Not being aware of this purpose is ignorance. Not being aware of this purpose is ignorance, avidya. And this avidya is the primary cause of all other obstructions and hindrances as I enumerated in the sutra. So long as the roots, sanskars exist, the fruition will be birth, life and experiences resulting in pain and pleasure. This sutra clearly states that till such time, in a particular life, the person is not aware of the purpose. That is, so long as the roots of ignorance, avidya, exist, or such time that no conscious efforts are being made to remove such roots of ignorance, avidya, the ultimate result will be repeated births, experience, and deaths unending. We also know that so long as a person does not awake to this purpose, this para is very important here. Please note that so long as a person does not awake to this purpose, it is immaterial if that person be good or religious. Call it nature, call it God, call it the inner soul, brings about deliberately painful events in a person's life, seemingly undeserved, so that the fruitlessness of a normal life be seen and the brain be directed in a proper direction. This shock treatment is very